Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens podcast, How Do I Grow That? Today's featured plant is winter squash. So here's the first thing we need to clarify. We know that summer squash is grown in summer, but contrary to what the name might imply, winter squash is not grown in winter. It has the same growing conditions as summer squash. It gets its name from the long storage ability of its fruit. Summer squash has a soft skin and only lasts a couple of weeks after harvest. Winter squash, however, has a very hard skin and can last for months, making it ideal for cold season storage. Think pumpkins, butternut, spaghetti, and acorn squash as classic examples. So if you listen to the podcast on growing summer squash, you already know how to grow winter squash. But here's a quick review. Winter squash is a heat-loving plant, so wait until all risk of spring frost are long gone. You can sow seeds directly outside in hills, thinning to two or three plants per hill, or simply plant seedlings already started and growing strong from your favorite garden center. The roots should be well established, which is really important when transplanting any squash. They're not happy when you mess with their roots. Most squash varieties require a lot of real estate, and even more so for many winter squash selections. Fortunately, there are a few new varieties that are well behaved and will even grow happily in a large container. More on that in a minute. And many varieties are happy growing vertically, which is actually my preferred way. Just plant on a very large, very sturdy trellis. Well-drained, nutrient-rich soil is important, so be sure it's amended with compost, aged manure, or other decomposed organic matter before planting. And after planting, add the all-important layer of mulch. Even if you're growing plants on a trellis, mulch around the base, which will keep the soil moist, reduce diseases, and suppress weeds. So how do you know what varieties to grow? Well, depending on what you're after, from making a delicious recipe or growing giant pumpkins, there are many variety choices. A minute ago, I mentioned some new, well-behaved varieties, meaning the plants don't grow quite so large. A couple worth trying are Bush Table Queen, perfect for that small space or container, and Butterbush, another space saver, maturing at only 4 feet while producing several butternut-shaped fruits. When dealing with pests, squash bugs and squash vine borers are the biggest challenge. Hand-picking is great if you can stay on top of it, but a really good non-chemical defense is to cover your plants with lightweight material, known as a row cover fabric. Support it with hoops from the moment they're in the ground, but it's really important to remove the cover during flowering so pollinating insects can access the flowers. Otherwise, you're not going to get any fruit. After about a week, the cover goes back on through completion of the harvest. And speaking of harvest, eventually you're going to want to harvest those beauties on the plant. But leave winter squash on the vine until just before the last frost if you can, since immature fruit doesn't store well. You can tell when winter squash is ready by trying to pierce the rind with your fingernail. If you can't, it's ready. Another sign of readiness is when the stems begin to crack and dry. Cut away the fruit with pruners, making sure to leave about an inch of stem attached to the squash. That will help with storage, or you can enjoy it right away. And that's the down and dirty on growing winter squash. And now that you know how to grow that, this is just one of 26 how-to episodes for some of the most common plants in your edible and ornamental garden. You can subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes, and you can also find them at burpeehomegardens.com, which is a great place to go for more ideas and inspiration anytime. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens How Do I Grow That podcast.